Blog Talk Radio.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake victims, mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting you know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle. It's beauty in the struggle. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to somebody down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I'd be right damned if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Cause all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind. Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke is better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke is better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next, I ask for strength from the Lord up above. Cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good. And touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect. To all my niggas out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a nigga Rolex. And fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this shit sincerely. And as in who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but you will feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker, I'll love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a that's better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake victims, mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting you know that he arrived.
Shalom Aleichem. Today is May 17, 2015. Back at it once again. Charge of Aboriginal Nations, come out of her, my people. Outreach D program. The saga continues. Resisting temptation. Started off with the one J. Cole and open up with that song just to get the thing in the right zone for resisting temptation. Love yours. It's beauty in the struggle. Now, as we embarked on this mission to elevate the mind state of the spirits with dead black sheep. Understand, we come out here. This is Elias Ilayahi and Tobias Ben Israel. I was looking at some records, and brother, you wouldn't believe 4/17/2014 was our first show together. So I said that to say this, you know, we've been rocking for a year strong for, you know, lack of, you know, here and there, you know, little misconnects or whatever. But it's May 17, 2015. First show was April 17, 2015. You know what that show was entitled, brother? You there, sir?
Man, my bad. I had so much stuff on the phone, I couldn't even find the right button. No, sir, I don't.
All right. Well, it was called Folk versus Nation. Men in the Breach. Thug Life. And that was the first show we came on. We did together, brother, I believe. It was on the Thursdays. You know, Mondays, Sundays. And we came out speaking this message of come out of her, my people. And today we just want to keep it brief on resisting temptation. Now, as we transitioned last week, we were speaking on WSSR radio. We had to go. Mother's Day celebration going on for all the mothers out there, all the sisters. And as we continue to venture down that path, today's show will be geared towards that in a similar manner. But just resisting temptation, just understanding that's what got us in the position that we're in right now. You have free choice and free will, and how you exercise that, hopefully in the proper state of mind, will bring out fruitful results. And the brother clearly exemplified throughout many talks of the definition of insanity. I mean, there's plenty of times you heard the shotgun go off after that. And understand that it's plain and simple, in order to get what you never had, or you got to do something that you never done before. And we see this repetitive cycle of what's happening to our people. You hear the phrase, there's nothing new underneath the sun. So understanding that you may have to resist this temptation that steers us off the right path of righteousness and takes us down a whirlwind spiral of destruction. Come out of her, my people. Now, you heard me and the brother speak on the many events that's going on with inside this Beast Incorporated, United Snakes of America. Now, we relate to these messages and we see what's going on with our people. And even though some of them may not know it, you know, we speak on it because they are from the tribe of truth. Understanding that once you put your thought process in a different state, you start to collect and analyze the facts that's given. You're able to balance the low from reality, from falsehood. You're able to seek within the truth in these revelations of what's going on in present day, compared to what you read in scriptures. and this temptation of evil that is amongst us. And as you can say, you know, can't have the day without the night, night without the day, the sun without the moon, light without dark, the yin without the yang. And it's not necessarily that one that has to be necessarily bad. It's just that the two have to coexist to make the one. If that makes any sense. Because if not, one day would be really 2 days, because it's 12 hours of light and 12 hours of night. But that's a whole other point, you see. But resisting these temptations and understanding that what we have to do. And the brother spoke fruitful messages. The reason I feel as if it's all about your free will, because you can't make anyone do anything. You can lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink. And our people perish for the lack of knowledge. So I see a sufferer for not wanting to drink, not wanting to get the knowledge, do not want to enlighten the third eye. But the temptation of evil is just something that seems to get practiced on a daily basis. I mean, I think about some of the news that we brought forth throughout the year, brother. I didn't even look at no news today just because it's always something, I mean, for lack of better terms, it's like devastating. Though I don't let it affect me in such a way where it takes me off my path. But I see what's going on around me. You know, the Amtrak, I mean, the Syria, ISIS. You know, I mean, I'm well aware of what's going on around me. Rest assured. But I'm focused, my energy, and you know, like the towel, you know, the TAO, you know, it's different. When you focus your energy on different things, you're able to understand, you know, they talk about the chi and different things. The temptation of evil versus the temptation of good. You think about how simple it is, but how complex these easy decisions become because of the situations that one may be in. Now, from the outside looking in, you can, it's easy to say, well, you know, you shouldn't have did this or that. But sometimes you got to take yourself from without and place yourself within. And those, I mean, you heard Cole say there's beauty in the struggle. I remember different instances that whether it be no lights or whether it be the different scenarios growing up in the basement of someone else's house. Just understanding that what they told me was, you know, it's struggles like this that build character. And not everyone's built to survive. And I don't want to say necessarily taking the easy way out, but being able to resist that temptation and march forward on the path of righteousness and coming out here to free our people. Whether it be with this message, whether it be with day-to-day activities. I mean, brother always speak on trying to rouse the people up from a different manner that I salute. I'm going to speak on that here in a second. And it's this message. And we'll be dwindling off and moving on to a radio station, I think coming out here next month in June. Maybe we'll be spending over maybe a half an hour with you guys. Been on here for extended periods of time, 2 hours plus. And we're going to take this thing back down to like a half an hour on Sunday's show and also add an additional radio show where you can tune in to different sustenance of your preference. You know, music can alter moods. Talk to you. It's pretty much what I want to start off with. With that, I'll pass it to you. Anything you want to speak on, the floor is yours, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, this day in time, I think the day is May 17th, 2015. And everyone look back at their past years in the month of May or during the summer. And if you can recall what it was that you were doing, say 5 years ago, it's a rhetorical question, what were you doing? 3 years ago today, what were you doing? Today, what are you doing? And I'm saying this because the brother spoke on, if you want to get a different outcome, you need to do something different than what you've been doing. We use today or a year ago as a reference point. But in reality, each day that we're given to open our eyes, to thank the Most High for the breath that we've been given to give thanks, every day is a day of growth and to be fruitful. Because oftentimes, our people, oneself included, we try to ignore the intricate details that lead to bigger ideals or grand outcomes or achievement or success. We only see that which we want, that what we want to have or achieve. And at that point, when we don't acknowledge the intricate details and the discipline that comes along with, we're now living in fantasy. Because if we're not willing to do what it takes, then we'll just daydream. So I ask us, myself included, you guys, have you been daydreaming for the last 5 years, the last 3 years, the last year, or yesterday? And if so, today will be the day that we acknowledge that and we decide to do something about it. Whether it be a job that you may want to have, ask yourself, what does it take to get that job? What skills does it require? And you ask yourself, what am I willing to do to accomplish that? You think of flowers or trees, specifically those that bear fruit each year or show a type of beauty. Let's take the azalea. You know, once a year it blooms. It's real pretty, good to the eye. But then, once a year it dies as well. But at the same time next year, if you've been taking care of it, you've been pruning it, watering it, it will give the same beauty, but in a slightly different manner. 2 years into that beauty, still appealing to the eye. 5 years into that beauty, now it's mature. It has a different type of roots. Are stronger. The limbs are strong. You've been pruning it, so each and every one of the sprouts or the flowers that show the color, they seem radiant and exuberant. That's nature. And that should be what we do each and every year. I remember the brother, I want to say it was Stephen Marley. He asked in a song, him and Nas, are we getting wiser or we just growing tall? Now with us, we're only going to get to be a certain height. But that doesn't mean that we don't get wiser and that we don't progress. Progression is exactly what it sounds like. It's an action. It is an progression is in motion. Progression is something that's always in motion. So just like when you're on the job or you're watching television, you're still breathing. You're progressively breathing. So every year, we should have a clear-cut plan. My brother likes to say vision board. You should have a vision board, and you should jot down what it is that you would like to do. And as you're jotting, you should really think it over. Is this achievable? Am I willing to sacrifice what it takes to sacrifice to accomplish this? Whereas I go to the bar 3 nights a week, I have to cut it down to 1 night a week. And if I cut it down to 1 night a week, I can't run up that $100 tab like I normally do. I might have to break it down to the 99 on tap, 99 cent Budweiser on tap. Whereas we prefer not to cook. You like to go out and buy things. Are you willing to not eat your Popeyes all the time? Are you going to buy some groceries? What is it that you like to do that you're going to sacrifice? The old man told me once, he said, we do the things that we have to do to be able to do the things that we want to do. And that's something that we're missing in our communities because we're mainly focused on the right now. We want to ride clean today. And the brothers go out there and get them packs. And they take them penitentiary risks. But everything has its design. But we come out here every week and we try to shed a little light. Share what we learned over the years. Because we understand. We understand. Sometimes there wasn't anybody there to tell you anything. Sometimes it was people there to tell you something you just didn't want to hear. And other times you had to sit still somewhere for years to be open. So that's just a little bit of food of thought. I'm going to pass it back over to my brother. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. City MOB. Be back in a brief minute.
Lord, it's so hard living this life, a constant struggle each and every day. Some wonder why I'd rather die than to continue living this way. Many are blind and cannot find the truth, as no one seems to really know. But I won't accept that this is how it's going to be. Therefore, you got to let me and my people go. 'Cause I wanna be free, completely free. Lord, won't you please come and save me?
Yeah, Kitty Mo
MOB. I want to be free. And just hearing some of the words, see your scope on that. It just goes right on the topic of resisting the temptation. So, speak on, I'd rather die.
Yeah.
Didn't know it. And just knowing that today we also will have a new moon. And speaking on the new moon, we have different events that if you set yourself up for, it's going to take place. It's in the house of the Taurus right now. And, you know, some of us really pay close attention to the full moon. And that does have its effects on many people. But just understanding that the new moon that shall be coming up, if you use it correctly, it can be your gateway to connection. And you got to understand, before electricity and modern technology, you know, we study extraplanetary life and energy. And right now, you know, many people don't pay close attention to celestial events. But they still hold the same importance and transmit many rays of light to the dark, interwoven life on Earth. However, when you become conscious of these energies and know how to navigate yourselves through the world better, you allow revelations to come. You be thinking and feeling in conjunction with no parent transmits of sun and energy, the sign relationship to the moon and reflecting its rays. You understand, study this matter well. You can cooperate in creation. You can understand yourself better. Simply enjoy the rhythm that's set up. In this nature, you're able to speak on nature. Yeah, we spoke on me coming out here speaking on the Fibonacci sequence, you know, how numbers line up, 1 and 1 and 2, 2 and 3 is 5, 5 and 3 is 8, so on and so forth. You know, the beauty in that number, that golden, you hear about the golden rule of the golden number, you know, it's pi divided by its ratio, that 1.6. And you look at, think it was Queen Nefertiti's face, they lined up with that. Right now, it's another model. I think it's Joni Smalls, but nevertheless, I want to get off topic. Just knowing where we're going and what we're doing, where we at in current present time. Like I said, the new moon is the time to begin new projects. You might want to initiate some agreements. Go out and get to know the environment. You might be working on a project. Everything needs a starting point. You heard the brother talk about the chart. Let's call a vision board. Awesome. Always have a vision board. And you jot these things down so you can see them on a daily basis. Cross them off and add new ones. Never become complacent in your day-to-day affairs. Understand. You got to treat every day like it's the first day on the job. Stay hungry. Stay humble. and know that nature runs its course. You got to take, be patient. You heard the brother say, well, when we spoke on the day, it's not to say that we're signing off. He said, you plant a seed from last year to this year, by now there should be some type of growth and development. Look at the Fibonacci series, and you got the male and female, and then the offspring, and then how they procreate from there. So I'm saying you got to progress. If not, you're going to digress. And as we continue to strive to keep this thing moving forward for our people, understand that our communication skills, our learning methods, daily interactions, how busy we become, how we engage in contact. Feeling at ease. You may not feel at ease being in a social situation. You got to take care of details in your daily life and your affairs. Like I say, you got to develop this rapport with the mental capabilities with others. Be in tune. Time, you might want to start a new course, make some phone calls, see what's out there. All this depends on your energy and how you're willing to focus this. Like I say, it's a new moon. Be mindful. Try not to become complacent in our affairs. Resist the temptations. Most of the temptations that I know of are evil. If not, listen to that word. Listen to the ears. Listen to what? And they said those that have ears. I don't want to say it like that, because there's some that's, you know, born with a lack of hearing, or maybe they do have a birth defect of one ear. But for the most part, everyone have ears. So it's not saying it like that. You just got to understand, it's not for everybody. Everybody's not going to hear this message. Everybody's not going to understand who they are. Everybody don't want to partake and come out of it. And we just come out here every week speaking on this message. Resisting temptation today. You understand who you are. There's nothing new underneath the sun. And how things are going to be done, you just got to take heed to what's going on around you. Be aware, be mindful. But you don't have to play a part of it. Be conducive in your daily affairs. You see on the cartoons that they have for Junior, you may see a little angel, so to speak, with a little halo and the devil on one shoulder. Take heed of what they're really trying to tell you there. There's those types of decisions that you don't have to make on a daily basis that we're talking about resisting temptation. Pass it back to you, Al. Anything you'd like to add to the floor is yours. Ta-da.
Yes, sir. You know us every week. You come out. Oftentimes, from the beginning, it's been different than what you've been used to. You never heard a group of individuals, as in this nation, come out and speak the things that we speak, what we've been taught. And I would like to think that you never heard a group of individuals be as realistic as we are in dealing with you. Now, I'm a Hebrew. This is a Hebrew nation. Often when we speak on government, law, and commerce, that's what you need in civilization. Bare bones. But very recently, my teammate and myself, my brother, we come out, well, basically for the last year, we try to come out and give you the intricate details. Go back and listen to some of our shows called One Into the Darkness. Because a lot of our people get a piece of information and they run with it. And in doing that, they forget that they did not always know what they just learned. And then ignoring that or forgetting that push people away who may have otherwise listened or at least paid attention if that individual were progressive and showing some type of action. It is my sincere hope that when you hear the brothers every week coming on the radio, that even if you decide not to be a Hebrew, if you don't believe that you're from the nation of Israel, if you're purely militant, if you're purely Afrocentric, that's fine. But take whatever it is that you can from what it is that we disseminate and use it for your own progression. I salute the Black Muslim movement. I respect our military. I respect our Egyptology. I respect each and every movement that's coming along trying to do something that's going to push our people forward. And that's Brother Tobias Judas in Israel speaking. Malcolm X said something. He said, I, for one, believe that if you give people a thorough understanding of what confronts them and the basic causes that produces it, they'll produce their own program. And when the people create a program, you get action. That's by one, Malik Shabazz, and Malcolm X. That's one of the most profound statements that I've read in a long time, because as we move forward, there's a lot of floating around on the internet, different books, pamphlets, newspapers, and Black consciousness floating around. Everyone has been caught up in idealism. Idealism is what's killing the Black consciousness movement. Idealism as a noun. The cherishing or pursuit of high or noble principles, purposes, goals, etc. In philosophy, a system or theory that maintains that the real is of the nature of thought, but that the object of external perception consists of ideas. Or B, the tendency to represent things in ideal form as they might or should be rather than as they are, with emphasis on values. Take that last one. The tendency to represent things in an ideal form, or as they might or should be, rather than as they are. We're all caught up in the philosophical definition of idealism. Once we can come to terms with how things are really are and get around thinking that our way is better, but only seek to shed light on the basic things, the basic problems, educate, put the tools out there, and the people may start to help themselves. That's the whole point. It's not a point of someone saying, I know this, I'm a master teacher in this, and I'm a master teacher in that, and I'm the general of this, and I'm the minister of that, and I'm the officer of this, and I'm the supreme whatever. It's not about that at all. It's not even about religion or what you believe. Because at the end of the day, all of us can go into books and present a great argument from whatever viewpoint that we have. But it's all about perception. It's all about what an individual decides on his own anyway. So if we do as the brother Malcolm said, tell them the basic causes. Educate them on that, and they will create their own program. Then we have action. On these things, we agree. When the problem is shown, we just need not to be so set on religion, common language religion. When I say religion, I know we know what I mean here in this nation, but some of you that may listen later, you're thinking religion. We know that the Hebrew faith is not a religion. It's actually no different than when you're speaking of the Constitution, a Constitution. It's a platform of government. That's our vantage point. But your brother is not so haughty and high-minded that he doesn't respect where you come from. What made you, what brought you on the path of consciousness? You may have started in the Bhagavad Gita. You may have started there because all you heard all your life, the Bible was a bunch of rubbish and a poison book. So something, you started in the Bhagavad Gita. But from there, you may ended up picking up a Bible. Realize that, hey, some of this is all right. So now you have two on your shelf. You played around on YouTube. Hold that. Notice the progression here. You played around on YouTube. You heard some things that the Honorable Minister Farrakhan was saying. Wow. He's speaking out of the Bible and the Quran. Oh, man. Go get me a Quran. Now you have three books on your shelf. Played around on YouTube a little more. Start picking up different things. Now you have a bookshelf full of books, full of information. But now it's up to the individual to screen what he read, study, and decide what is really useful. That's what Malcolm meant. Educate. Show them the basics. And then they will come up with their own plan. Then there's action. Study. progress, action, being different from yesterday. Yesterday being synonymous with last year. Last year being synonymous with 5 years ago. Discipline and responsibility. Sometimes you may have to remove yourself from people or things. But you will never get to that point until you know there's a problem. You never know it's a problem. It's not a problem. Remember hearing the song say, hey, it ain't a problem that you say it is. So is it one? We know it is. But the question is, what are we going to do? Bar the religion. What are we going to do in action? Everybody want to feed their babies. Everybody love granny. Everybody wants some money. Everybody don't want to work so hard to have everything, just about everything they want. How do we do that? It starts with self. Now, you have to start with self because everyone is listening. Nobody will pay much attention to you if you're just talking. You have to do something. Matter of fact, another quote by Malcolm. He says, a race of people is like an individual man until it uses its own talent, takes pride in its own history, expresses its own culture, affirms its own selfhood, it can never fulfill itself. That's where we are. But the question is, what are we going to do? Are we going to continue to do the things we did yesterday? Yeah, we were better off in the 60s, considering the different movements and the progression. Well, we were better off in the 30s. We went forward in time, but technically we did not. What are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. What are you going to do? When I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, my program, you're doing what you're supposed to do, your program, somewhere we'll meet. We might not meet on everything. Idealism. Everybody needs to eat. I can live around you, be around you, trade with you, do commerce with you. We can even talk. But your ideas aren't mine, mine aren't yours. But we come together collectively on what we agree on. More than one way to skin a cat. I bet I got a year, brother.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go to these phone lines. Got a couple calls who faded off, so let's go ahead and go to Ema real quick, see what she got to weigh in, and we can go ahead and get on out of here.
Mm-hmm. Shalom, Shalom Akiyam. Beautiful show, as usual. And thank you, and thank the Most High for you coming and, you know, taking your time out for this whole year and in the past to give this message to the people. I truly am warned that it's rewarded by these wonderful you know, shows that you bring to us. I want to quote from Javan, J-A-V-A-N, and his works are Footprints in the Mind. And he says, life comes in the form of opportunities, which are easy to recognize once they have been wasted. It starts at a time called birth and continues till a time called death. It is called life. It comes with no guarantees of 60 years or 60,000 miles, whichever comes first. And somehow they've even left the instructions out. Yes, all we get is life itself, and it's up to us to do the living. And with that, you know, we truly need to understand that. And Aki, Tobias asked, what did you do last year? I tell you, if we change our ways and start being organized and recording our history, putting it down on paper, you can go back and say, last Monday of 2014, May, I did this. So we have to change our ways, get rid of all those old ways, and start organizing ourselves to be able to come to one's understanding. And one more thing, 1 Corinthians 10:13, it just says, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But Yah is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. And with that, I yield. Thank you.
Today.
All praise be to the Most High, Almighty. Amen. Yah is always showing your due diligence, coming, sharing your time with the family. Your words of wisdom, you know, is always greatly appreciated. So, to that, I thank you for that. And today's topic, you know, we just really came out here just to show our people what it is that's going on. Hopefully, at one point or another, you sit down and realize that there's something going on that's bigger than you, bigger than, much more than you can possibly fathom. And you just got to be able to take your time with the information, being able to discern from what you've been taught, and what you got to go out and learn yourself. And I don't know, brother, if you got anything that you would like to say before we go ahead and adjourn for this evening, I'll turn the floor over to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Well,
all right. Go ahead.
Just want to end with something very simple. Another Malcolm quote. He said, I believe that there will be ultimately a clash between the oppressed and those that do the oppressing. I believe that there will be a clash between those who want freedom, justice, and equality for everyone and those who want to continue the systems of exploitation. Now, some of you that will feed your hate. To others, you will look behind the words as used here. You will apply it to today and have forward-thinking ideas about your own program and what can be done for you. That shows someone who's paying attention to your actions what it is they might need to apply for their own lives. Each and every one of us is a book. There's nothing wrong with filling the shelves with books, taking ideas that actually work and trying to change your own life and those of your people. I hear, brother.
Sure, Mark. Yes, sir. They don't like that script. Understand that it's their movie. They're the star and actor. Baker and the maker. Piece of the pie. So they don't like what's going on with it. Hopefully they'll do something different. The definition of insanity. Keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Number 6, 24-26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom.
Shalom.
There's a fine line. Baby, I'm an owner.
There's a fine line between love and hate. See, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm an owner. There's a fine line between love and hate. But baby, I'm on it. Can't worry about what a nigga think to see. And that's liberation, and baby, I want it. And can't worry about what another nigga think. Now that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
Trying to numb the pain. You shake that load off and sing your song. I must admit, they planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine, from them whores, from the flame, from a post in the game. Makes it hard to maintain focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sow get devoured by the same locusts. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now I watch their cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning, trying to frighten the plains dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dreaded. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected, dissecting my pride. Who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion-hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite you can't imagine, unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping. Libertad, libertad, libertad.